turning in my parking lot as well. So, yeah, we live in good times when it comes to that stuff. I've often said, I don't know why they even bother with just give us a mirroring display in our cars. We don't need anything. You keep it. Just, well, amplification and speakers. You know, have installed amplification speakers with them in a screen that can mirror your device of choice. I used to always get the navigation with my vehicles when I bought them. And this one, I got now, I did. And, you know, I have not missed it. I jack the phone in, and like Dakota said, it pops right up. You know, like a whole half of the screen is my navigation, and then I've got the other half divided into two quadrants, and it's got like messages, you know, or something, you know. I think it kind of rotates through different things. Music is definitely one of them, and I can switch it up too. I can, you know, I can bring the music full screen or, you know, move them around a little bit, so it's kind of cool. Ah, what marvelous technology times we live in. But my classic, the old granddad of all navigation systems, is telling me that I am in the parking lot getting ready to park, so I will make this my last. Catch you guys later. Donald W8FU.